Very important, this ironic element. It becomes a concept essential to our understanding of Stravinsky, especially as his music developed stylistically from the so-called Russian works on. Just think of the Sacre. Imagine that you'd written the Sacre, that world-shaking, epic-making, super piece. Where could Stravinsky go from there? Don't forget, this was back in 1913, and he went on composing for another half century. Where were the bigger and better ambiguities to come from now, those ever-refreshing gusts of bracing air that were supposed to keep tonality alive? Okay, Les Noces, Histoire du Soldat, more masterpieces. Then what? And what of his tonal colleagues scrabbling around in an orgy of haphazard modernisms? There had to be some great save, some definitive, durable preservative for tonal music, a topper to this Operation Rescue. And Stravinsky, of course, found it in the concept we know as neoclassicism. And this was the concept that could finally impose some aesthetic order on this modernistic chaos. Neoclassicism. What is it, and why is it such a saving grace in our century? I wish I could assume that we all shared a single concept of what constitutes the neoclassic in art. Webster's no help. He defines it as the revival or adaptation of the classical style, especially in literature, art, or music, unquote. Well and good, but which classical style? So many periods of cultural history have considered themselves neoclassic, which we now regard as anything but. Even artists of the Renaissance thought of themselves as neoclassicists, both the Italian and the Elizabethan, on the grounds that they were inspired by the rediscovery of the glory that was Greece and the grandeur that was Rome. But we'd never call Da Vinci or Shakespeare neoclassicists, would we? So let's accept the term, perforce, in its broadest sense by identifying as classical any forms or styles regarded as classical by any given culture, and taking the neo prefix to signify the contemporaneous mechanisms by which the classical is adapted to that culture. In other words, whatever is modern in the language of its own time, including the current vernacular.